This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Do you have any regrets? Let's Monday morning
after
quarterback
the sentence
Brad's
that he just said.
After him saying pussy, the most unsure I've ever heard anyone say that.
No, I don't think so.
All right. That's good. That's got to be a vote of confidence.
Jeff, do you mind if I ask Brad a question?
Yeah,
just for a second. Great. Brad, after joining this Zoom call, do you have any regrets?
You definitely need to ask about HR stuff.
There isn't one.
Yeah. I guess it's good that I said pussy then.
Worst camera setup ever. There's two angles on Marika and Joel that are like 1 degree of separation from each other. So I'm just going to use it for emphasis. New York shitty style, right? We're back at it again on, we should say the corner of right?
Well, it's
shouldn't
not.
Say that.
Okay. There you go. How's that?
You can turn the cans down a little bit.
Cans, she says.
Yeah.
Very small studio. I don't know if it's obvious, but Marika's like a yard away from me right here. It actually isn't obvious. It looks like it is across the room.
Yeah.
It really isn't. It's uncomfortably close. I can't see Joel at all.
Yeah, that's true.
But Joel can, here's the thing, Joel can see you on this camera's screen.
One drop, five.
Set a smile.
Right, nope. Nice.
This sucks. Right? Marika and I saw a Broadway show last night. I think that's fair to say because it is the truth.
It is the truth.
We saw Here Lies Love.
Mm-hmm.
Almost fucked it up.
Yep.
thoughts, questions, concerns for me? Not for the cast, not for the creators.
For you?
In a way.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed the show.
Okay. But not with me. Like, you didn't enjoy the act of going to a Broadway show with me.
No, it was good.
I feel like you're lying.
No, I really liked going with you, and I've wanted to go to a musical with you for a long time. So it was nice to finally do that.
Yeah, but you hated the show.
I know, I really liked the show. There was, like, numbers, that were a little bit garbage water.
Okay.
But everything else, but then there were some bangers. Name names? Ugh, I don't remember the names.
What were the parts?
I am going to look up the track listing.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to play along at home.
Guess which songs of Here Lies Love Jeff didn't like.
Yeah. Because it's a mostly sung through show with music by David Byrne and Flatboy Sim. Flatboy Sim.
Sim.
I'm always interested in these sorts of events where people are like, I really want to see a Broadway show with you. Because in some ways, it's solitary.
Right.
Solano Avenue isn't good.
That's the one where they're like fighting.
Yeah.
I like that
friend character didn't matter.
Yeah. I like the choreography during
that's
that
part. True. That's true.
Because they're like pretending to walk.
One of my favorite things to do too is to say just like an opinion that I have mm-hmm. but say it like it's fact.
Yeah.
So like, that song is bad.
Yeah, it's a nothing
It's
burger.
Not that I don't like it, yeah. But Order 1081 was maybe my favorite.
That's very good.
Here Lies Love is great.
Banger.
Titular song. I don't know how this happened. There we go.
Everyone so great in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we should say also, to your point, Joel, the tickets that we had were standing room tickets because
I've never seen a musical like this. Yeah,
is immersive, like you're in a dance club. So it was less of a solitary act.
To going to a dance club together.
It was, in a way. But a dance club where they sort of force you
to line dance.
When and where and how to dance.
Right. Yeah. It's like the songs are instructions.
Exactly. There was a line dance where you had to, that was my least favorite part. That was maybe the other song that I was like, this is not
good. Why was
it
your least favorite part though?
The dance was simple and bad. I didn't want to line dance.
But you didn't have to. You did, and you put gusto into it that you didn't need to.
Because I
shimmied.
Listen,
with
there's two good options. One is to not participate at all, but that's not even the good. The best one is to like participate in a way that makes you look like you're really getting into it, so you allow others around you to have the freedom to look like
and
assholes.
I'm never going to be that person.
No, and you shouldn't be. I don't know why I did that, but I do think that half-heartedly line dancing is maybe the saddest thing in the world. So I really needed to put some effort in.
Fair enough. I don't like when they tell you to jump, because I'm never going to jump.
Yeah, there were a lot of times where they were like, jump! I'm like, I had Achilles heel problems growing up, so I don't know if I'm going to jump.
Very thin ankles.
My Achilles heel is thus.
Yeah. And I also, I don't know if this isn't just in this specific scenario, but anytime I'm required to put my hands up, I don't want to. I can't. I like physically can't do it.
So you don't like line dancing to All I Do Is Win?
Is there a specific dance or
everybody's hands go up
and they stay there? Yeah,
mine
would go up, but they would not stay there.
Sure.
I physically like can't make myself do it. It's very strange.
Yeah. Sorry. I just talk amongst yourselves. Marika, I trusted her to focus the cameras and she didn't.
I absolutely did. What's the problem?
Maybe it just looks bad on the monitor.
It might. I did, because I did the thing that Casey tells us to do. So loud.
I like that song.
That was it?
It is a banger, but insanely loud.
I'm trying to find some new sounds, so I thought that we could maybe just, I could press some buttons and you guys could tell me whether they're winners or not.
Gotcha.
Is that fair? Or did you have more to say?
I don't have more to say.
Joel?
Previous one was a winner.
Got it. Okay.
Maybe, like, let's edit the volume, though.
Thing is, I don't know if sounds are objectively good or bad, or if it's more about how you use them.
That's true, but they have to have potential for use. Like, if you hear the sound and you can't see where it would be placed in the show, it's not the winner.
That's a keeper. That's a keeper.
Sounded like a whale.
I don't know how I feel about that one. Was that it, or did you stop?
That's it.
I liked the last two, but I wish they were longer.
This one's long.
I don't like it though.
I think we need more like intro music kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like here, like.
Right?
Like, I want to enter the studio to that.
Yeah.
Be announced like a wrestler.
Yeah, for sure.
I did want to do a straight up like boxing match between me and Amir.
I also really want
as
that
a live
to
show.
No, I think that would be. One of the gaming channels I used to watch did like a wrestling thing where they trained to be wrestlers and then like actually learned like the flips and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it would be really funny if you guys just, no training, went into a boxing ring. Just kind of like swatted at each other.
The issue is, I think, like, the reason why boxers do what they do, correct me if I'm wrong, Joel, is that they're making millions of dollars.
That's probably fair.
Sorry, I said correct me if I'm wrong, Joel.
I'm not correcting you.
So I'm wrong. I'm right.
You're right. And I didn't even correct you. I just gave you.
No, I
agreed.
I think a lot of boxers do it for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Like, they have some internal aggression that it feels good to let out.
I mean, there's like creator clash. I think it would be really funny if somehow you guys ended up at that event, which is like,
what is that? Is that a boxing matchup for like YouTubers?
Yeah, literally, yes.
How much do they get paid? I'm trying to,
I
like,
think they do it for charities.
I don't want to do it for charity. Right. I'll do something else for charity.
Yeah. Jeff, have you ever fought anyone?
Physically?
Yeah.
Physically.
Not like throwing hands, but like, I've never said that. It sounded so wrong coming out of my mouth. I got in like an altercation in college once, yeah.
What was the situation?
If I tell the story, I'm going to sound like I'm telling the story to be a hero.
Well, sometimes you are a hero.
You could tell the story, you could tell us about PJ Clark's.
It's either or?
I guess. You didn't want to tell this story. I was giving you an out.
What about this?
No.
I'm not like pulling these out of thin air. This is the soundboard website that I use. This is their like most popular sounds. And there's no way somebody's using this that often.
Yeah.
I really didn't think you could rhyme this much in Mandarin.
That was honestly sick.
It was really cool. I couldn't find the time signature.
Let's take a break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new... And we're back.
What's that sound? Oh, it's a TikTok
and, shared to Instagram. Yeah. I think. Here we go. You, how long? Almost called you a Marika. Marika, how long have you lived in New York City? Fast.
8 years.
Say it fast.
8 years.
8 years. That's it.
That's it. What do you mean? That's it.
Yeah, I've lived in LA for 8 years.
Okay, but
I feel like
that's
I just
where you went
moved
to school.
There. Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Ass. Shit ass. Mm-hmm. Joel, 2 years, right?
1.5.
All right. So you guys, basically, you've lived here for a long time, let's say.
Combined, me. Like 9.5.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying both of you have. And so I'm like, you have had to have seen everything at this point. Versus mm-hmm. me, I've only ever lived here for extended stays.
Right.
Right. So like you guys have sort of like this cultural thumb on the pulse that I... frankly, we'll never have, because I'll never catch up to y'all in terms of how long I've lived here, even right. if I moved here today.
You haven't experienced things that we have experienced.
I've never been to Ellis Island.
Me neither.
What? Well, I wanted to talk to you guys because last night I went to PJ Clark's, right?
Yes.
1884. Let me finish.
Let me finish?
Is that that like weird bar in Midtown?
Is that that awesome bar on the Upper East?
It's barely Upper East. Definitely been down.
Lenox Hill.
Because I think I've actually been there before. But well, like, you feel like you're in like the 1930s?
1880s.
Sure. And you can tell the difference, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sort of a hunter.
Oh, I'm thinking of PJ Wheelahan's.
What is that?
What is that?
Maybe I'm getting it wrong.
Wheelahan's.
Sorry, I am trying to drink this whole thing because I had heart palpitations last right. night that kept me up till 4:29.
Yeah.
PJ Clark's.
Mm-hmm.
it's the corner of 3rd and 60th or 55th, I think.
Yeah, I've been there.
No, you haven't.
I have.
PJ Clark's?
I just confused it with Wheelahan's.
What is Wheelahan's?
It's just another name that sounds like it's a made-up thing to sound
oh
old.
PJ Clark's is actually opened in 1884.
Okay, well, I've been there is the point.
Okay, well, you've been there or that's awesome?
There's
I've
three
there.
Different PJ Clark's.
Yeah, but that's the original and the rest are just sort of like
there's a PJ
cash
Clark's
slash
in
power
Philadelphia.
Grabs.
Have you been to that one?
Nope. Philadelphia J. Clark, yeah. No, I wanted to ask you guys about a couple of old New York's mainstays. See if you'd been there, see what your thoughts were, and then I'll share mine about PJ Clark's and you know, the okay. rest of them going forward. This is not a segment people are going to like. And here we go. Francis Tavern.
I have been there.
Opened in 1762. Let me finish when I introduce them. Have you been there?
Yes.
Joel?
Nope.
Located on the corner of Pearl and Broad Street in downtown Manhattan, France's is a 250-year-old bar and restaurant with a storied past. I mean, how often do you get to be in a room that's been there for, I don't know, 250 years?
Not often.
And so how did you feel when you were there?
I sat outside. But I did go to the bathroom.
Moving on.
The bathroom's just a hole in the ground.
Look at this. PJ Clark's, 1884. PJ Clark's has been serving up delicious burgers in a cozy setting for nearly 150 years. Right? And so when you're there, you can't help but feel that history. Buddy Holly proposed to his wife there, maybe.
Ooh, you.
Frank Sinatra often sat at table 20.
Did you sit at table 20?
I sat at the bar and the bartender pitied me because I was there alone. Mm. I tried to read a book. It was too loud.
And it is my fault that you were there alone because you didn't invite me and I said, no, I have to go grocery shopping.
It was also Wednesday at like 10.
Yeah. I did have to go grocery shopping, but I also wanted to go home quickly. And I did not go home quickly because I went to 3 grocery stores.
What grocery stores did you go to?
I went to a natural market on 8th and 54th. I went to Food Emporium. I tried to go to Gristiti's, but it was closed. So I went back to the natural market and bought what I thought was too expensive there. And then I went home.
Jeff, did you consider joining for the grocery store journey?
I invited him.
I considered it, but then I realized what the reality of that would be just me following Marika in like a Whole Foods and commenting on what she bought.
But that is kind of, I love going to the grocery store with friends. I think it's fun.
It oftentimes offers a really new perspective on
That's
stuff.
True.
Yeah, totally. That's true. So true.
Two guys came up and sat basically next to me at the bar, and the bartender, I guess, knew them. They were seemingly regulars. And they were, like, already kind of drunk, I think. And they ordered, like, triple whiskeys. Like, they looked like caricatures of, like, drinkers.
These guys were born in 1884.
It felt that way. Or at least, like, the 80s. And they kept telling this one. They had nothing in common. This one guy kept saying the same joke over and over. And then eventually just Googled the origin of the joke. And it wasn't funny. He was like, the brain may go to shit, like your heart may be on fire, but the liquor is always there when you're feeling dire or something. And he had that like alcoholic voice where they're like, and he kept saying it, and he told the bartender it like 3 times, and the bartender kept being like, ah, that's cool, yeah. And then his friend got up to go to the bathroom, and then he was like, I found the origin of this saying. I was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're not happy and you guys aren't friends. You just come here. Anyway, moving on. Keene's Steakhouse, 1885. Are you familiar?
Nope.
No.
Over 150 years ago, publishers, playwrights, and producers met and mingled at the renowned Keene's Steakhouse before seeing a show.
What? What street's it on? What street is it on?
I wasn't prepared for any follow-up questions, but let me Google it.
I mean, this is...
Because you are asking the two people that don't eat steaks.
It's on 32nd and 6th.
Interesting.
And when I said 32nd, I meant 36th and 6th.
Gotcha. So far from Broadway, but...
That's true.
That's their fault.
It had a piano, maybe. You guys haven't been to Keene's?
No.
Moving on. Peter Luger Steakhouse, 1887.
Never
familiar,
been.
But never been.
You guys don't eat steak.
Don't eat steak.
Well, they do
lost
have
their
size.
Michelin star recently, right?
Is that true?
I think so.
Here's what I'll say about Peter Luger. I had the pleasure and leisure of going there with a friend 2 years ago, and I've never stopped thinking about it. It's unbelievable.
Really?
They have this like thick cut bacon as a side, and it's just it's crazy good. And I thought that it was going to be all hype, but it was truly unbelievable. And you can tell that it's been there since the late
80s.
1880s. Not quite the, yeah. Because when you say 80s, people think like leather jackets, you know, great economics.
Reaganomics.
Who? We should go to Peter Luger. What about Katz's Deli? Why aren't you guys having fun?
I am having fun. I was looking up to see if they did actually lose their Michelin star.
And is it true?
Tell
me it isn't true.
In 2022, they lost the Michelin
star.
Well,
I ate there early 2022, so they
this
still
was
have
later,
the star.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what changed, but you can order it on fucking DoorDash.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe I do that because getting the reservation is what's hard.
I feel like that's why they lost their Michelin star. It can't be a Michelin star restaurant on DoorDash.
Well, in LA, there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
There's a whole category.
That. Yeah.
What's that?
I don't like that.
Actually, on DoorDash, it's like Michelin rated, but maybe it's not a, maybe that's not like star. It's just like
Katz's Deli. I know none of us have ever been here, but I
know. Do you have a hat from there?
Me?
Yeah.
No. you're thinking of someone else, maybe Pyle, but because
I confuse you guys all the time.
The thing about Pyle is that he loves When Harry Met Sally because he loves that scene where she sort of fakes an O. Because he's like, I think that was his sexual awakening. And I don't want to speak.
And it was a
Andrew.
Fake.
And it was a fake.
Yeah.
Rouse.
I've never been to Rouse.
Like the marinara sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had the sauce.
Had the sauce.
I feel like nobody is missing out because it seems like it's hearty red sauce Italian, which I hate.
What's your preferred Italian? I think I want hearty red sauce Italian.
I think I like Northern Italian.
What's that cuisine defined by?
I don't know, less heavy pastas, you know, not always fucking bolognese this, okay. Thick-ass, creamy Italian otherwise. I like a mushroom pasta, okay. You know, I like an agnolotti, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak too soon.
Mm-hmm. You know the economic growth in different regions of Italy?
In the 80s, under the best president ever?
No, before the 80s, before the 1880s, is directly correlated with when the church in different parts stopped allowing people to marry their cousins.
It's a great fact.
Can you say that again?
That's a great fact.
Because, like, the not needing to marry their cousins led them to need to travel further, meet more people, led to much more, like, spread of ideas and economic growth. So the poor regions are the ones where they were allowed to marry their cousins for much longer. And they say it as these, like, very simple agrarian societies.
We do not care.
Elbowing the wall.
Barbetta.
Where's that?
Nope.
This
is where we need the noise. Like, why can't we play We Don't Care back?
We have a That Was Easy button if you want to grab that.
I don't know where it is. I'm going to assume Lower Manhattan or some shit. Here we go. Grand Central Oyster Bar and Restaurant.
No, but I've heard about it.
Really?
I've walked past it.
Is this in Grand Central Station?
Yes.
Why don't we go there for lunch?
That would be great.
Flesh-eating virus that was recently found in a bunch of oysters and the water, the salt water.
I almost had oysters yesterday, so thank fucking God I didn't. Instead, I had
a whiskey at PJ Clark's.
Do you know about the Speakeasy in Grand Central?
I've heard of it, yeah.
I went to it last year. It's pretty cool.
How do you feel?
How do I feel in general?
About going there.
I felt good about it because it was for
charity.
No, it was for a party, an after party for the for a movie premiere, and I was at the bar at the same time that Owen Wilson was at the bar, so I loved that personally.
I saw Owen Wilson getting off the Bedford stop on the L. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about this?
I think you might have.
It was me, Johnny, and our friend. And we were very intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw him. And we were like, hi, I'm Johnny. Or I'm like drunk out of my mind. And that's Owen Wilson. It's not that funny.
you said that to him?
Yeah.
No, the bit was like, I know that I'm like fucked up. But like, that is Owen Wilson.
Yeah,
and no one's going to believe us.
Right.
Yeah. Old Town Bar.
I think we've been there together.
I don't think so.
Not you, and me. No.
Where is Old Town Bar?
It's like right here.
I'm gonna take my throat to the Old Town Bar. I'm gonna gargle all of the ales.
Nice.
Fuck you guys.
I've never been here.
Okay. Well, we had a big New York office happy hour there.
Cool. Was invited.
What about Balthazar?
Haven't been to the restaurant, but frequently eat their almond croissants, one of my favorite
baked
goods of all time. And used to have to, at my old job, a lot of people would order lunch from there. So I used to have to call them like every day and order lunch for delivery.
All right. What about Gage and Tolner?
Pardon?
Forget it. Just fucking let's move on.
Thank you.
I was enjoying this.
I know, but oftentimes what you enjoy is what the audience hates. That's why there's a ton of times that you're not having fun.
Wait, Marika, like, do this again? Mm, you made a better face the first time.
Oh, I went.
I don't know. What do you guys fucking suggest? It's been 33 minutes. I don't know what else to do. I'm fucking exhausted because I couldn't go to sleep until 4:30, as I mentioned. And I didn't prepare anything because I'm...
You didn't sleep.
Just wanted to have a ton of fun.
Hey.
I thought this would be a fun energy episode to not go into. I
think we've had a great energy.
Mm-mm. No.
No?
Mm-mm. I share Jeff's. I thought it was going to be a good energy, and then it wasn't really.
I think that it's your fault then.
No, I think you disagree with most.
What about the energy do you not like? You don't like that there's not a game.
I do like a game, but the two segments have been playing all of the music sounds.
Yeah, I didn't like
and
the
listing
music.
Restaurants in New York, which also I think is like annoying when people do it in normal conversations. So to have it as a podcast is even worse.
I thought that the conversations underneath those were fun.
Mm.
But maybe you just need to contribute more. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, I only can have fun when I dominate things. Can you do the slap sound again?
I agree that everyone is going to hate this episode.
Can you do the slap
really?
Sound again?
Yeah.
You mean the punch sound?
Punch sound.
The camera wasn't on.
God damn it.
Hang on, wait.
I'm a character actor.
That's not what that means.
Forget it.
Ooh,
what was your question? There's no way.
My God. I just asked what you were excited to do.
While I'm in
here.
New York?
Yes. Oh my God.
Sorry, what was your question?
I'm not asking again.
No, come on.
No, I'm not.
Come on. I didn't hear it the first three times.
I think you two have spent too much time together the past 72 hours.
It's true. I did force Jeff to go to two different musicals.
You didn't force me. I said I want to see a musical with you, and then you also invited me to the first thing, which was good.
Yeah.
Not as good, though.
Yeah, well, it's a fun, it's a different vibe. We could go see Titanic. That's right.
Is that a musical?
Yeah.
I am excited to... I'm really just excited to see friends. That's the point of the visit.
Yeah.
But after this, I have to record some ads, and then I'm going to take the train up to the Diamond District and just go look at a bunch of vintage watches that I can never afford. But it'll be fun.
I passed a watch store in Greenpoint recently.
That's not a watch store.
A watch repair place.
I know the place.
Yeah,
I knew you used
would.
To live on that street, actually.
Well, you didn't live there. You stayed there for an extended period of time.
What's the difference? We're always just staying where we are for an extended period, unless you buy a house.
And even then.
What's that?
Even then
you're kind of just... We're all just here
see,
temporarily.
See, now, Joel's, that's interesting. What you're saying is just like putting gatekeeping.
Like, what about
Joel
this life isn't temporary?
My name is Jeff.
Oh, that was good.
That was like every person, that was like every dumb person's favorite joke for like 10 years.
My name is Jeff.
Yeah. It's not even a joke.
Wait, I like that joke where it was like, so your name is Jeff. And it was like the guy whose name is spelled J-E-F-F. Yes. Whatever. The other guy. Yes.
And then me,
you would say Y-E-O-S.
That was good. That's good. But like,
that's the kind
when
of
I was in like
bringing to this podcast,
when I was in high school, just everybody would be like, my name is Jeff. And I'm like, that's not a joke.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's from 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
I'm just like, even in context, it's not funny.
I feel like there's like 2% of names that just
people think are funny.
No, like if you have them at the wrong moment.
Oh yeah.
Like if your name was like Charlie when Charlie Bit My Finger came out, like that's just like what your life was.
Yeah.
Helicopter, helicopter. Para, bumper, para. Bombastic side eye. Criminal offensive side eye. Do you understand?
We have to
Are we getting lunch after this?
I would like to. I'm hungry.
Starving.
My stomach has been growling.
It's been 42 minutes. We could call it here and just let people be really upset, or we could save it somehow.
Grand Central Oyster Bar?
Well, not after this flesh-eating fucking virus that you guys mentioned, but I would go somewhere like oysters. Interesting like that, sure. Plugs. You guys think I should have prepared something?
I don't think you should have prepared something. I think you should not have played as many sound effects as you did.
You think that's what ruined it?
Yeah.
Why don't we just talk for a bit then?
About what?
Fucking, oh, you know what? Maybe like some of the oldest. No, we did that.
Let's do some of the newest bars in New York City.
People are going to hate that. What's like the most pressing issue that you guys are dealing with in your life that you're willing to share and get my advice about?
I have to go to a wedding.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. At an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Formal attire.
Ooh. Okay.
The outfit that I ordered was a jumpsuit, not arriving on time.
Sure.
All I have by way of, I guess, formal attire is a suit, but I don't know what shirt to wear.
Ralph Lauren says, current, that the sexiest thing a woman can do is wear a tux. So I think you should rent a tux.
I'm not going to rent a tux.
Then don't ask my advice if you're not going to do it.
Well, the invite said men will be in dark suits, so I assumed not tuxes.
It's not black tie.
Not
you
black
said
tie.
Formal.
Formal.
It's if it's not black tie, it's not formal.
Well, it said formal.
They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
I agree.
Clearly, they didn't go to an etiquette class and then subsequently be a chaperone for that etiquette class when they were in high school.
And that's what you
did. Did you do that?
I sort of did. Yeah.
Is that cotillion?
What is a chaperone?
It wasn't cotillion
for an etiquette class.
Basically, you like. Make sure that the guys are behaving themselves.
And you do mostly. It like super rudely.
But like,
I was so rude
age?
To the kids, but it was just so funny to me.
The only at person who age? Doesn't need to abide by the rules is the chaperone.
Exactly right. So I didn't abide by the rules when I was in the etiquette class, which it was just so my parents wanted me to be able to box step. So I don't know why. Mm. That was all they teach you is a box step and then outdated social norms that I've never encountered as an adult. They're like, a lady always wears her gloves. And it's like, if a woman's approaching the table, you stand up and it's like all that shit. So, but then I needed a job in high school and I worked at a cafe, but it was too much work. So then I decided to do this instead.
Why was it too much work?
A lot of divorcees. So they were demanding, not very nice.
Of your time and your energy.
Yeah. My spirit, mostly. Yeah. But my spirit was fed by yelling at children.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like.
I feel like that's often the case.
But I feel like there was always like, and Joel, you were probably one of these guys, but it was basically like there was always like two or three guys that were like the bad boys.
Oh, yeah.
And
back of the class kind of kids.
Back of the class kind of kids. Yeah.
Back
so,
of the class kind of kid?
Course.
I don't believe it. I think you were a middle of the class.
No. I actually really established the energy I was going to bring to our offsite in Denver where we had our first meeting and I was like, I'm sitting in the back row.
You're dressed
you're
like one
adult.
Of these kids now.
Yeah, you're an adult now. What was your energy like in like middle school?
Way more toxic.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I was one of them. So then I was like, to atone for that, I was like, let me like really crack down on these fucking boys.
I would say
boys.
Toxic was front of the class.
No.
You were front of the class.
I was not front of the class.
What were you, middle?
Middle to back. I don't like volunteering information, so I don't like raising my hand.
Well,
I don't like speaking.
Speaking of. What are you most presently dealing with?
What do you mean? I said this wedding.
Beyond the wedding.
Speaking up?
Joel, what are you dealing with? I thought Joel said the first thing because I'm so tired. Joel, what are you dealing with most presently?
Life is pretty good at the moment. I'm sorry to say. You know, just the constant, what are we doing with our lives?
Totally.
How should one be, Jeff? I guess that's my question for you.
One should be...
joy.
Joy. One should stay wise if you already have gotten there, and then if not, you should get wise.
Right.
And,
I think that I think for a live show, you should get...
because I'm on the verge of like a... not either. It's either going to be a breakdown or it's going to be a breakthrough.
It's either going to be epiphany or a palpitation.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. embody kind.
Totally.
So that's sort of adding to the duo to make the trio. Yeah. So it's be joy.
Be joy.
Get wise.
Get wise.
Embody kind. Yeah.
All right, I can do that.
What about, like, embellish?
Everything.
Faith.
So, sort of be not truthful about what you believe?
Yeah.
No.
I think that you should get those tattoos that you want, the Be Joy and Get Wise, on stage live.
I don't think I could do more tattoos with letters because I've already done words here.
Okay. But like that's 1 inch of your body.
I don't think you should have I don't know. It looks weird when people have too much writing.
Right.
And I don't even just mean as tattoos. I mean, like, right. I look at certain authors, you know, with a skeptical
works,
eye.
Yeah. It's like you were getting paid by the word for sure.
That's why you switched to podcasting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, otherwise I would have been an author. That would have been great.
You should write a book. Honestly.
I would write a great book.
I think you should write a book.
What should it be about? Getting being joy and getting wise? And then
I think
you write the foreword and you kind of shoehorn in your own section about embellishing faith.
Okay, I have an interesting story.
Why?
Before that, I do think you should write a book, and I think it should either be like self-help, or you would write like a fiction book about your going to the Laurel Canyon, some character in that era.
Emma Klein already did that with her book Daddy. It takes place in Laurel Canyon, partially.
Well, that's one book.
That's the only story to be told in modern day Laurel.
It doesn't have to be modern day Laurel. It can be a made up Laurel.
Right, what you know, and I don't know the old Laurel.
It could be the Laurel that you want to see in the world. Be the Laurel.
It's just
going to
be me like waxing about how I want the real estate prices to come down.
It's kind of a manifesto.
Damn!
We do have to get the fuck out of here. Plugs. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Joel.
No, it's not interesting.
No, it's interesting.
No, it's
even if you're right, just say it because then I'll feel bad.
No, it's okay. And I have no plugs. I'm worthless.
I can't help but feel like Marika had something to do with this.
I don't think you're worthless.
You have worth, for sure.
You have worth, for sure.
Maybe I have a little bit of worth, but no plugs still.
That's fair.
Be joy, get wise, embody kind.
And embellish everything.
Have worth.
Follow me, Marika Elon, on Twitter/X, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads, Letterboxd, TikTok. Listen to The Pit Wall. Buy me an Opal ice machine and go see Glory Days 2024 Keen Company production. Great musical.
And before that, go to Keen's.
I guess so, yeah.
And do that wearing Keens.
What are those?
Really nerdy shoes.
Got it.
Kind of front of the class kid kind of shoes.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
I wouldn't know.
Be joy. Get wise, obviously.
Yeah.
Embody kind.
Have hate. Yeah.
Basically, cut it in half.
Zeno's
yeah.
paradox of yeah. hatred. do you guys know the founder of Crocs made a new shoe called Joy Bees, which is the exact same thing as Crocs, just it's hexagons instead of circles? And I kid you not, these hexagons are so circular looking, you need to like really zoom in to tell that it's six lines and not just a circle.
I really feel like I should sue because it's just the inverse of my personal mantra.
Yeah. I think we should...
These are the same fucking thing. This is it.
It's crazy, right?
That's insane.
I saw this. I couldn't get over it. I had like spent two of the best hours of my life.
What a waste of his time. Like nobody's going to switch over from Crocs and he's investing his own money into this shit. What the fuck? Just have them. He's a billionaire.
No, I think he actually had a big, according to Kimber, the woman who was helping me buy shoes at the shoe store in Boulder, he got into some big fight with the original Crocs people. So that's why he kind of had to move on.
I see.
I thought he sold it, though.
Maybe. But wow. I guess this kind of fits your thing if there's no new ideas.
Yeah.
So, even the fucking Crocs guy ran out, and that guy's a genius.
A fucking legend.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.